This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in October of this year. We're talking about Route 1 Inc., a trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ROIUF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol ROI. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Tony Passeri. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett.
You know, a couple of days ago, you guys released your third quarter financials, and wow, what a great quarter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What really grabs my eye is the EBITDA on the Canadian side of it was $744,000 on revenues of $8.7 million for the third quarter. Operations update news releases, you talked about it October the 17th, I believe, on our show, and you released that to the market, that your revenues and gross profits. So there's really no surprise in those numbers. I guess what the surprise was that did a lot of that come from your acquisition from the PCS Mobile, the $700,000 of EBITDA, a new quarter EBITDA floor for Route 1, or is that a large growth in EBITDA by a one-time contract similar to, I believe, the third quarter in 2018? Your thoughts on that, sir?
Yeah, First off, thanks for the kind words. We're really excited about the quarter we just delivered, doing the $744,000. It is not as a result of a one-time contract event, and we like to clarify that because back in the same quarter of 18, we also had a robust quarter where we posted a large revenue number of about $14.9 million. And the EBITDA in that quarter, going back to Q3 2018, was about $600,000. But it was really driven by one or two large contracts that weren't recurring. And so a bit of anomaly. This quarter, the Q3 19 number, the $8.7 million and the $2.8 million of gross profit and the resulting EBITDA of $744,000 in thousands of dollars, is about a large number of contracts. And you know, that's how you build a business going forward. Quite candidly, of that $8.7 million in revenue, 2.1 is recurring revenue related to application software sales or technology as a service sales or other services. And that becomes a base of revenue that we can basically count on for the next quarter going forward. And as a comparative, and we put this in our press release, Q2 19, so without PCS Mobile acquired, we had recurring revenue of about $1.6 million, and therefore the jump up in Q3 of going to 2.1 is primarily attributable to the PCS Mobile acquisition. I want to remind those that are listening, though, that we've had all of 100 days of integrating PCS Mobile. So do we think we're maximized around the potential between the fit between PCS Mobile and Route 1 and Group Mobile? Not at all. I think there's a lot more that we can do. But going back to that fundamental comment or question, the $8.7 million is made up of a large number in the tens or hundreds of invoices and clients, a diversified client base that would come from our federal government, state and local, as well as a series of enterprises from East Coast to West Coast. So we're pretty comfortable by the fact that what we've shown in Q3 should be close to what the floor is or what we can do as a business going forward. You know, you never have 100% certainty around the revenue and gross profit and EBITDA, but we do think what we've delivered is in many ways reflective of what the power of what this business can do going forward.
Very impressive numbers. Understood. So let me just push here just for a little bit, Tony, the growth in the EBITDA compared to prior quarters, is that kind of a tribute to the PCS acquisition?
Yeah, a lot of it does, for sure. The business that was owned by Kathy Peckbuyer, she's now a key member of our team, was a good, solid business based out of Denver, Colorado, with offices in Arizona and Texas and representatives also in California and a number of other states. But we think we have an expertise in getting the most out of businesses. And when we brought Kathy's business in, there are certain costs that we didn't need to continue to invest in because we do those things ourselves. So there is operating or overhead cost synergies. But I think most importantly is Kathy and her sales team are now part of a bigger family. And we have, I think, an improved way to go to market. And that is, you know, looking for to create outcomes for our clients versus just selling a product or a one-time software solution. We're really working with our clients to address the challenges they know they have and things they don't even know they have. And that's providing a better outcome. And I know it sounds a little bit cliche-ish or MBA-ish, but we are looking to work with our clients to drive improved profitability, lower costs, a more secure competitive position. And we do that with a solution that could be a hardware or software or services or the combination of all. So I guess a long answer to a short question, but really that step up is significantly attributable to the PCS acquisition, but it also relates to the synergies we've started to extract as a result of bringing the businesses together.
You know, we talked about a couple times on the show about prior interest and further acquisition growth. Do you have any updates for my listeners that you might be able to bring us to the forefront?
Yeah, let's talk maybe philosophy just a little bit off of this. It's easy to say we're just going to go out and buy more businesses similar to PCS or Group Mobile, the two companies we bought over the last 6 quarters. The truth is around that we wanted to do a combination of two things. We would love to buy another business similar to PCS Mobile, and I think you can expect that we'll look to execute on that in 2020. The other thing we're doing is we want to augment the software development that we do in-house here and potentially acquire intellectual property, pre-revenue or early-stage revenue that can be bought at a good price, and we can bring our sales tools to bear to blow it out, let's call it. And why we would buy IP and not just develop it here is as we continue to grow our business model, there's certain things we want to do for our clients on an accelerated basis to deliver the preferred outcomes. And candidly, not always can we deliver it quick enough. So we are for sure having our acquisition pipeline opportunities aren't just similar to PCS Mobile or Group Mobile. They're early stage technologies that fit into, you know, one or two primary categories. The first would be data security and user authentication. The other area would be data acquisition and data analytics. So expect from us to grow acquisitively. We're definitely pursuing $100 million plus of revenue. And, you know, hopefully that can come in 2020 or 2021. But we are looking to dramatically increase the size of our business.
Tony, before I let you go, what is it that you want your stockholders and my listeners really take away from this interview?
Thank you for that question. It's just how different we are, Everett. I mean, we're very proud of the pivot that we started about 6 quarters ago. We've added additional offerings for our clients, but more importantly, we've gotten to a critical mass stage. We have a lot of talent now in the company, about 52 people and growing. And those people are able to do some exceptional things for our clients. And so the business we were 18 months ago that was more focused on a security software application called MobiKey has really transformed from being a one-trick pony now to a broader, more diversified business that can create great outcomes for their clients using the client's data. We're a very different business. We have an expertise in growing through M&A, and I think you can expect for us to continue to do that and pursue those excellent outcomes, not just for our clients, but obviously our shareholders.
This is what I will say. For my listeners, I brought you a lot of winners over the years, and this is my personal opinion. I believe you're looking at a 10-bagger here. You're going to kick yourself when you could have bought this stock at 30 cents a share, and a year from now, it's going to be at $3, a market cap lingering around $12 million, grossly undervalued. Tony, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. Hopefully, you'll come back on in 40 days, give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Would love to. Thank you for the time today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.